Greetings, this is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. We're also on Rumble, Telegram, there's so many. VMO, it seems to be broadcasted out to like 100 plus countries and over 100 and something affiliates. So anyway, things are getting out there. People are loving it and love doing this show. So there's so much to talk about now. We're going to do the Q&A. People, I was going to have some guests on, but people keep asking. They want to do the Q&A, and they want to get the heads up on what's happening on the planet. So that's been the overwhelming request, you might say. So it is As You Wish Talk Radio. So it's As You Wish. So we're going to go ahead with the news. There's some crazy stuff going on because we just went through a double blue moon in Pisces and this last month with a massive coronal hole with Earth in its sights. CMEs and solar flares are expected. The human resonance is all over the place. And so again, expect social economic changes, severe weather, an increase in earthquake and volcanic eruptions, adding to the ongoing weather warfare that's happening. So these energies are very intense, and it's thrown a lot of people into deep emotional process. And so it's good to take a break, reflect, and own what's coming up for you. And just remember, this too shall pass. So, if you want to get into all the chaos and drama, you can project and blame but right now there's times you just got to go within and just be away from people so you can get through this process, not create what's that saying, a minute on the lips is a lifetime on the soul, so just be careful, how you engage others. There's a top story in the National Archives say that they have over 5,400 Biden swaying him emails on record, names like Robin Ware, Robin L. Peters, J.R.B. Ware, Claudius Fraudulus, and Ben Over America. No, I just made up the last two. So I couldn't resist. But, anyway, and also the sway name Robert L. Peters is maybe that's why Joe is listed as Pedo Peter in Hunter's phone, but who knows? But anyway, with all the bank statements and emails and shell companies and showing transactions with over 30 million plus from hostile foreign countries, I'd say impeachment is a done deal. I believe treason would be a better word, a better description, but this is all coming out. There's no way there's just a mountain of evidence. It's pretty much done. I said there's also some tapes coming out too that are going to seal the deal. So, they've got even more evidence, just that's just going to nail it. But not enough for the lamestream media, where Biden's could actually shoot and stab a person with thousands of witnesses, on stage, diddle underage kids, and it'd be reported as suicide or some feral children attacks the Bidens, so anyway, the avoidance of facts and shift the blame to Trump is really getting old and to the point of insanity. So if you these people are insane. It's like they have no morals left. I mean, they're pathological liars. Unbelievable. It's time to just turn them off. Don't even listen to them. If you are listening to them, you're as sick as they are. So have fun with that. So anyway, they're trying. It's their belief in the people being really stupid has shifted to themselves as looking very stupid, and not to mention morally challenged, as I said, pathological liars. But anyway, the Hunter Biden investigation will be repeatedly stalled until they run out of the clock and the statute of limitations kicks in, as it already has with some of the charges already. So the laptop is a gold mine, when it comes to charges. So keep digging. Somebody did a thing on that. They went through the laptop and there's like 1,000 laws broken there, some pretty serious ones. So anyway, it's there, it's all going to come out. They can't cover this up. But so when Biden goes, so goes this USA Inc. It's going to be replaced by the original Republican Constitution. USA Inc. is the usurper fiction government that has been bankrupt since 2017. And anybody basing their authority on that fiction are in for a big surprise. BRICS will finally put an end to the Federal Reserve, and we're going to have to move to an asset-backed dollar if we're going to stay in the game. So we're going to have to print a whole new system, and this old system's got to go. Also in the news, Mitch McConnell froze up again, and they had trouble with the restart button. They couldn't get him going again, and it seems like he's had multiple falls. And it's time to toss in the towel, Mitch. Joe Biden, another politician who's subject to brain freeze and falls, whose expiration date has long since asked to comment on Mitch. As soon as he finished with his ice cream and figured out where he was and what year it was, he'll read his handler's prompter and give us a statement. But anyway, looks like Trump's frivolous indictments are hitting on March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday. It's like no interference there. It's like, they're charging with election interference or like that. And this is the biggest election interference I've ever seen. It's just unbelievable. But I don't know how long we're going to put up with this. But it's the job of the Trump administration to investigate election fraud. And there's a mountain of evidence which will be provided, So now they have subpoena power. They actually hung themselves by doing this. So it's end of case unless you have a court full of people with Trump derangement syndrome. January 6th, and it's people's house, and you have, and to address grievances is a constitutional right. So much for the January 6th indictment. So, and I always say, has anybody figured out why Trump keeps saying, "I'm your president"? Has the Republic been restored? Is the and so I think now comes the cleanup. Now they're saying the storm is here, so you're going to see a massive cleanup, and they're going to have to. So once the election fraud is exposed, January 6th will go down in history as the day the government staged a riot to cover up for the election fraud. The dominoes will keep falling. Eventually, they'll have to release and most likely compensate those arrested for peacefully demonstrating. Those who orchestrated the violence will be held accountable and most likely lose their jobs. And so the FBI will be hiring real soon. Read between the lines on that one. Latest research into fake meat movement, is showing high levels of glyphosate, Roundup, and human DNA. So much for the smug vegetarians who have now become cannibals by trusting their woke overlords. I'll take a farting grass-fed cow any day over bugs and plant bloating cellulose. By the way, cows are getting a bad rap. They provide fertilizer to make things green and produce oxygen. Without animal waste, the green oxygen-producing plants will be severely impacted, which converts CO2 into oxygen, what we call real science. So cows turn barren fields into lush green pastures. Look past the fences. You'll see these places where the cows are, and the grasses are usually lush and green and doing really well. And then you go past the fence and it's all barren and dry and real spotty grass and things like that. So people don't realize, if you haven't lived on a farm or been out in nature or worked, the animal's dung plays a very heavy role in keeping things, there's a balance that has to happen to keeping things green, keeping things moving. So even, everything, even the dead fish are important, after they die. Everything is a cycle. You break the cycle because you don't like cows or cow farts or whatever, you screw up the whole system. So you got to look at things in systems. So look past the fences. Anyway, it looks like Michelle Obama, aka Big Mike Robinson, spilled the beans in a speech on Barack Obama, aka Barry Soronto, when she said they took a trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya. His real birth certificate states born in Kenya. The Hawaii certificate is fraudulent, and you just ask his Republican brother, and the hospital there too where he's born. Michelle is also foreign born, so don't expect to run for president despite any forged documents. So keep an eye on that. Anyways, we can go ahead and post that birth certificate on there. So it'll show you, it says Kenya, born in Kenya. Anyway, many of the bribes by hostile foreign governments to Joe Biden Or when he was vice president under Obama, go figure. And so, like Joe, I'm sure he'll just say, I knew nothing of the Biden's corruption. You know, Obama has to release the archives, evidence of Joe's alias names. I sure think work around that, but don't hold your breath on that one. So we had a gay president from another country installed who financed terrorists with the queen. You know, so it's all coming out, just like Michelle's dancing appearance on Ellen DeGeneres. Look that one up. You can see she does have a package, you know. So anyway, just a sidebar. This is kind of off subject a little bit. Just a sidebar. Did you know the Democrats created the Confederation to keep slaves? They also created the Ku Klux Klan. And Klan members continued to infiltrate the Democratic Party, including Klan member Robert Byrd, who was Hillary's top advisor, Senator Byrd. So, you know, why is the Democratic Party champions of the Black community? I can't figure this out. Did history somehow get rewritten? Was there a major social engineering program to reverse the roles and blame the Republicans for Democrats' long history of racism? So, you know, they used all the, you know, CNN, MSNBC, all these ABC news, and they just did a social engineering program to reverse the roles. And so, you know, you got to turn those TV and tube sets off, or turn those channels off, and do your own research to find out what the real history is about this. And then you'll figure out what a big psyop this whole thing has been. So, you know, it's like the Roman Catholics, you know, who actually killed Jesus. You know, the Romans killed Jesus, and now they're in charge of his teachings. How did that happen? You know, again, there's time for a little education in real history. Did you know Jesus was not a Christian and Buddha was not a Buddhist? And all these religions came after them. And you have to realize that, you know, even Jesus was more of an Essene. You know, he was, you know, a lot more aligned with them. So anyway, they were universal teachers, just as Mary, Kuan Yin, Babaji, and other masters. And their teachings are pretty much universal. And so we need to look at that. We need to stop all these division games and look at the universal teachings, you know, the threads, the golden threads that bind all people together. And if you really want to become enlightened, you have to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries. You got to go beyond that and realize we're all souls. We all came from God, and we're all family. And then we have universal peace, but that's where we need to go. But anyway, again, all the indictments against Trump are turning the persecuted races on the side of Trump. It's like, whoops, total reversal, backfire on that one. The new slogan is, you indict, we unite. And the Democrats and the radical left are uniting the world against them, you know, and their tactics. So it's not working. You might want to try something else. Or keep doing this. You know, it's going to be your demise. I like the latter. But anyway. So back when I go back to the Maui fires, anyway, it has been confirmed that the exits out of Lahaina were blocked by police so people could not escape the fire. There was no reason whatsoever to block the north exit, and police doing so said they were just following orders. So, you know, a lot of these guys are just doing what they're told, and they don't realize that they were participating in this. And so I think they need to be educated, but we don't need to turn against them because, you know, there's, you know, we need to demand who gave those orders and why, because there's a lot of witnesses that said they walked out or rode bikes out to the north, and they said there was no reason for the exits to be blocked. And, so we really need to get into that. But, also, automobiles were incinerated, you know, all aluminum engine parts, rims, wiring, sitting in the middle of graveled areas where the fire did not reach. Entire families were found incinerated in the cars. Witnesses watched waves of energy like a wall. And when rescuers entered, they did not come out. And this is a classic earmark of a directed energy weapon. So this is really looking like something else definitely happened there. The town was totally encircled by fire, and it didn't come down like a front. It was like the whole town was encircled in fire, and there's more to that story. It's not anything like regular fires. And shutting off the water also was part of what looked like an orchestrated event to pretty much wipe out Lahaina and its residents, you know, the next generation off the face of the earth. So Lahaina was known as the true capital of Hawaii by the royal families, which, you know, resisted the global elite's plan to turn the Hawaiian island into a 15-minute smart cities, you know, pedal worlds orchestrated by the governor, who is a WEF card-carrying member. The governor also signed an executive order to end the protection of ancestry lands and also is not allowing any of the victims to sell or rebuild. The state will own the land. In other words, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, will control the rebuilding of Lahaina into 15-minute smart cities. They actually have a Star Wars program that can identify and map out all the low-income houses and structures designed for removal. They use dew weapons from land, planes, or drones, or space-based, you know, to remove these. But there's a thing called Click and Destroy. It's a GIF, Global Information System. And so they map out, they can see, they have a map of the whole area, and they know what they want to target to remove the low-income people and get them out of there, and then, you know, the locals and indigenous people, and then so they can bring in their smart city. But it's there. The system's there. It's the GIF. Check it out. GIS, sorry. It's a GIS system, Global Information System, and they have the other technology. So as in every crime follow the money, despite the news blackout, 2,000 children are still missing. Where are they? You know, where did they go? This is verified by the schools. And there's wild rumors out there circulating from being incinerated to kidnapping for child trafficking. So this needs to be investigated by teams outside the inner circle. And you're not going to see that until Mr. Biden goes bye-bye. And after that, there's going to be a major investigation. So the death count will eventually be in the thousands. I mean, they have covered up so many deaths. And that's, I can go on and on, but I don't want to on that one. But they overplayed their hand with Lahaina. The latest breaking news, allegedly, is Marines arrested FEMA Deputy Administrator Eric Hooks for giving orders to bury victims in mass graves in Maui on a Forest Reserve site or incinerate the bodies on the 5th, and the fire started on the 8th. So, and I'm saying allegedly now, I don't know if this is true or not. So this needs to be investigated. The memos, again, allegedly have a whole list of investors waiting to capitalize on the tragedy, according to Real Raw News. So again, we have yet to verify marine activity in Lahaina. So until we do, discernment is in order. Maui, you know, did host the Global Initiative Smart City Conference earlier. It is a safe bet that a lot of those names are on the alleged list who attended the meeting along with high-ranking officials. So that needs to be investigated as well. But again, that story, we do have people on the ground there that are sending us information, and they haven't seen that. I'm not saying it didn't happen, because a lot of that stuff has all been blocked off. And so you don't really know what's really happening on the inside, but we can't verify it. So I need to take that with a grain of salt. The latest meme hits a nail on the head. If you want to fix a problem in the world, you have to go to who is profiting from the problem, not who's suffering from it. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. If you want to fix something, you know, the war on disease profiteers have always been the problem, never the solution. And we think they're the solution, but they actually created the problem. So we need to figure that one out and, you know, quit messing with it. You know, here's another thing, too. At the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, you know, everybody knows what eugenics is population control. Those people we give billions to, a giveaway program that Trump stops and Biden reinstated. So the World Health Organization, Trump said, no, we're not. You know, I think he's going to eliminate the CDC, all that stuff, because they're giving false information. They're in leagues, they were lockstep with the pharmaceutical companies. So he was putting an end to that, and Biden reinstated all that. So it's a mess. So anyway, here's a speech that was given by Henry Kissinger. He said, once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccinations, it's game over. They'll accept anything forcible, blood or organ donations, for the greater good. We can genetically modify the children vaccinations, and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, which they did. And many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for extermination services. I want you to think about that. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for extermination services. So the herd is paying for their own extermination. And the next thing he said is, now what's for lunch? After giving that speech. This is how cold and callous and these people aren't human, you know. And so this man just said, we're going to engage in global genocide. And in the same breath asks, what is for lunch? And again, these people aren't human. That's just nothing. There's nothing human there. Anyway, Bill Gates said publicly in a TED talk after explaining why we need to remove the vast majority of the population, vaccinations will solve the population program. So there you have it. They told you exactly what they were going to do. And you jumped in the line like good little sheep, totally failing yourself, your spouse, your children as their protectors, as your own protector. And so according to the emails, Moderna knew there was 300,000 deaths and adverse effects in the first 3 months. There were no trials. They cannot provide any trials when asked by Congress. All they have is a bunch of dead ferrets, dead or injured humans from the first trials. And so, you know, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA concoction laced with a plethora of other heavy metals, biochips, graphene oxide, and a thing called luciferase. Why on earth would anybody want to inject luciferase into their system? Your insurance companies, you know, in most cases will not cover your death or adverse effects because you agreed to be a guinea pig in an experiment. And so now we're into millions of deaths and the adverse effects globally and denied by fact checkers who are perpetuating the lie safe and effective. The CDC ignores their own statistics and continues to perpetuate the lie safe and effective. Statistics overwhelmingly prove that they're neither safe or effective. They've also proven the unvaxxed are in a lot better health, a lot better shape, you know, and have a better chance at either not getting or surviving COVID than the vax. So this is by their own statistics. So I hope the fact checkers, masks, and vaccine pushers are all triple vaxxed. You know, it'll be poetic justice because they're pushing these false narratives and they need to be held accountable. If you get the vax or boosters after this, all I can say is thanks for removing yourself from the gene pool. And don't say we should have been louder, more aggressive in releasing this information when social and lamestream media have been extremely aggressive in censoring it, even the government. So, guys, that's not going to work. It's called personal responsibility. And you can't go around blaming everybody else for making some pretty lame decisions and not doing your own research. So critical thinking, there's protocols for mitigating or removing the experimental injections. So do your research and act. You know, cognitive dissonance, critical thinking, and research impaired will be the deadly attributes in the days to come. So those people that are just the herd, you're not, you know, they're not going to do well in the days to come. So also, too, if you're forced or coerced into getting the vaccine, whoever did so is not immune to prosecution. You know, only the drug companies have immunity. Yet that immunity had guidelines they failed to follow. So, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and this in no way is advice yet. It seems they're fair game for lawsuits. So a little disclaimer there. Did you know many of those vax who died or broadcasting from the grave, those chips they were injected with are still working? Put your phone on search mode and walk by fresh graves and see what happens. You know, all of a sudden you get all the dead. They have a, you get all their data, but it gives spooky science a whole new meaning, you know? So that to me is like, I wonder if some archaeologist is going to dig up one of these caskets and go, it's got a signal. It's still broadcasting, you're like, what were these people doing? But anyway, Biden is lockstep with Big Pharma, and he just signed a bill for taxpayers to pay for and most likely make mandatory the new vaccine for the new virus they just released. So it sounds like a club member to me. So I wonder how the bioweapon labs in Ukraine with Biden's name all over them are holding up. Might want to do some research. The evidence provided by Russia, it's pretty damning. And so there was something like 40 biolabs over there, and they had, everything we're dealing with right now in their labs. So anyway, a lot more to Ukraine than you think. So do your research on that one too. Last but not least, climate change protesters blocked the highway to the Burning Man gathering, in which the Nevada police made short work of their protests. I'm going to go ahead and play that clip.
Blocked the protest. So they got a whole lot of woke holidaymakers wanting to get to Burning Man, but there was all sorts of scuffles here because the Extinction Rebellion types were actually blocking the road. But the reason I wanted to show this to you is because the Nevada police turned up, and have a look at how they dealt with it. Turns out there is a reason to have a rhubarb in Nevada. So there you go. The police then came back and they moved everything out of the way. They arrested a couple of the protesters and they were determined, obviously, to open up that road. Now, we don't condone any sort of brutality, but these protesters, you got to deal with them. And the Nevada police certainly did.
So, all right, these climate change protesters are actually protesting on behalf of the New World Order, the global elite, and, carbon emissions are, we're having a carbon deficit right now. They're at an all-time low, and we need carbon, for the plants to thrive and everything else. The earth really does need carbon. And if you look at the emissions are way down. I mean, there were times when there was 10 times more carbon in the air than now. So a lot of this stuff, the global temperatures, I think without the weather manipulation stuff, would be much lower because they for we've been on the decline and they're not telling you that. So we have the real data and we have the raw data and we have the adjusted data, and they adjust the data to meet their. And if you want to find some, you want to follow the science, follow the money. It's not science, it's something else. But anyway, no more. I'm not going to go any further than that. So many are asking, this question keeps coming up. Many are asking, is there going to be a revolution in America? And revolutions are happening globally. And it's not just being covered. The mainstream media are not covering this, but you can go on the internet and see there's Spain, all these places are having massive, Africa, everybody are saying, no, we're not going with this, your programs anymore. So there is a major revolution going on. And it's just not being covered. So when enough people realize there's socially engineered deadly deceptions planned against them, no matter what color, culture, race, or gender, they will unite and revolt. And the loss of freedoms now occurring will trigger massive noncompliance. And forcing compliance will end in a total revolution. So, a wise man or woman will prepare for that. Get your food in, at least for a couple of weeks minimum. Month, I would say a month minimum, to have some fresh water, have a bug out bag and some survival food and things. So, invest in some precious metals, like anyway, I'd strongly suggest listening to the last show where we covered a lot more of what is now called the Maui Massacre. So the evidence is overwhelming. It was an orchestrated event. Sorry, this is not love and light. It's out of love for the people and the planet we're delivering this information. I spent a lot of time in Maui. I love Maui, and that, I mean, so many people have gone to Maui, and for them to do that is it was it just it's not going to fly. Sorry. So it's time for people of courage and integrity to step up. Stay tuned. There's a lot of allegations concerning child and sex trafficking on the islands with major social media and Hollywood moguls that ties into the Maui event. And it's happening on other islands too, as well. So we just keep connecting the dots. So people are coming forward with their stories, and it's all part of the awakening healing process. So chaos as well is part of the healing process. Nothing remained hidden, as Jesus said. No rock should be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. And that prophecy is here now. So all this stuff has been going on for a long time. It's just all coming to the surface now. It's all the frequencies are bringing everything up for everybody to see. And then it's on a downward spiral. So it's going to collapse. So you have the upward spiral, which is operating out of universal law, and you're focusing on love and joy and bliss and service to others. You're living a very natural spiritual life. Those people are going to continue on the upward spiral. And the people that are focusing on greed and power, greed and notoriety and all that stuff that are going in that direction, they're on a downward spiral. And they're going to take themselves out. It's a karma, and everything's being amplified and accelerated right now. So their own karma is going to take them out. And it does exist, despite what they're trying to say. Also, too, you might want to watch the skies. There's a lot of celestial help coming in. Ascended masters and spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are here to assist in the planetary liberation, the awakening healing of humanity, the earth. The gloves are off, and there's much more to this story, so stay tuned. The veils between worlds are collapsing, and we're starting to see, a lot of people are starting to see these beings now that have been alongside of us all along, and they've been more inspirational in trying to educate us and inspire us to make the right choices and things like that. But now they're becoming much more active, and their gloves are off, and so they're going to start helping us clean up some of this mess. And so anyway, that's where we're going. So tonight's rant is over, and we'll go on to the Q&A.
Approximately how many beings are on the Orion Council of Light and on the other councils?
You know, the Orion Council of Light, when you get into these other levels, it's like a collective. It's a collective consciousness, kind of. And all they do have the council members and things like that. The whole group is the whole race is like the Orion Council of Light. It's different than we think. And then you have the Andromedan Council, which is one of the highest councils. And you got the Pleiadian Council. And all these, when you get into higher levels, all these people are totally telepathic. They're in sync. They operate under universal law. And it's not like they're not so segregated. We have to realize they're not, although there is a name separation just because of the cultures and things like that, but they're not separated. So they're all telepathic. They're all working together. And it's like the universal, what do we call it? The unified field that we all exist in of consciousness and energy. They're utilizing more of that, and they're feeling real disturbance in the force, which is what's going on Earth right now. And so now they're focusing on that. So they're coming in to help. Now the Earth's destiny is to ascend and move to the next level. So the Earth is ascending. These higher groups are coming in, and those who do not want to ascend, those who want to continue in the greed and the lust for power and wealth and all that, that group is actually being collapsed in on itself. It's imploding. So that's what we're going through. But when you get into these other levels, the division game kind of ends. You know, they're all in unity consciousness and they're all working together.
What is the best way to let the benevolent ETs know you're ready to be contacted?
I think the best way is to go out in nature and do clearings, clear your fields. And there's on the side, it teaches you how to do that, how to clear any unseen negative influences and focus on love and joy and bliss and send that out with the intention of contact. You know, go out there and say, hey, I want to be contacted by benevolent beings that are part of the planetary liberation, the awakening and healing. You know, put that intention out there. It's really that simple. You don't have to read 10-page programs and protocols and everything else. Because, again, these beings are so tapped in. They're totally utilizing a lot of that universal field, that unity consciousness, and they're in that. And so they know. They they fly over this place here and they can scan the group, and they know who's ready, who's not ready, who's a distractor, you know, who's in their ego and things like that. And I notice a lot of people that are that way don't see anything. It's really funny because that's the reality they chose, but they can choose who sees them and who doesn't see them. So it's just, we have to realize that if you have, I always say it takes an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And that's the prerequisite for contact. And that's what we have to get to in our own consciousness.
Why do we need angels or aliens? Should we not contact God directly?
You know, why do you have a dishwasher? You know, why do you have a washing machine? You know, why do you have...
It helps.
You know what I mean? It's just like, why do you have a car? I mean, you could walk there. You know, why do you... It's like, there's so many levels and help needs to come on all these different levels to us. And ultimately, yes, make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you need. That is the end goal. But the help is coming on so many levels, and it's reaching out to people on the level that they can handle. And so you know, it's just a big universe. It's a multidimensional universe. And you know, if you really want to make a master happy, make your own personal God connection. They don't want to be worshiped. They don't want to be a go-between. They're here to assist us in making our own connection. And that's what they're doing. But there's a lot of, to get from A to Z, there's a lot of work. And so there's a lot of workers to help with A to Z. And that's what they're here for.
Is it possible to ask benevolent ETs for asylum and then in turn be granted asylum away from Earth as an Earth refugee?
Yeah, where are they going to put you? You know, it's like,
sounds good, but...
Yeah, it sounds good, but we signed up for this. I mean, we bought the Earth ticket for these times, and we got to do our part. And I totally understand that. You know, I love those memes where Captain Kirk's going, "Beat me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here." The latest one has said, you know, there's plagues and there's pedophilia. What did he say? There's a something that's kind of a funny meme, but he said, "There's an army of Karens here." He goes, "Beat me the hell out of here, Scotty." You know, it's pretty funny. The liberals, he said, "The liberals and the Karens, beat me up, get me out of here." And, you know, we all feel that way at times. Unless you are one of those people, but anyway, you know, it's kind of like we came here to do this. And if you're listening to this show, you probably are part of the planetary liberation process that's going on, and you have connections with these higher levels. So we need to reestablish those connections and get on with our work. That's what I see. And there's been a lot of genetic upgrading here with people so they can do the work. That's a whole show in itself, but you know, it's, I think when this is all done, a lot of us will go back to the civilizations that we incarnated from and take a break. But, you know, right now it's like all hands on deck, you know, to get the planet turned around.
Is it true that Earth cannot join the Galactic Federation until there is a complete peace all across the planet?
Interesting. I think Earth entirely joining the Federation in its entirety might have something like that happen, but it doesn't mean that groups can't join. So like individuals can align with it and work with it, and groups can align, and there are a lot of groups working with the, they have an alliance, a global alliance and a federation of worlds and all of these different things. And so in general, to actually become a member, I think there's like an individual membership and then there's the whole planet membership. But there is a lot of cleanup to do before we can join that group, because we have to, the Earth has to be operating under universal law for that to happen. And so that means a lot of tyrants are going to have to be removed.
You have said that Jesus is on and beyond the seventh dimension. When the Bible says Jesus will return as a lion, is there a connection between these two concepts?
Wow, Jesus return as a lion. I got to find that one. They call him the Lion of Judea. Yeah, I'd like to see that one because there are these seventh dimensional lion beings that are they're the protectors of the gods. They're on the right hand of Creator, you might say, as well as the archangels, the Andromedans, and things like that. And so if when he comes as a lion, I would say maybe that's a representation of he's going to come back in force. He's going to come back in his power and things like that. But really the second coming of Jesus is everybody rising into this Christ consciousness. And some people are going to do it and some people aren't. And so it's the ascension process is what they're talking about. But when people say when Jesus comes, it implies he left and he never left. You know, he's there. He's always been there. It's just a thought away, a loving, joyous thought away. You know, take him off the cross. He doesn't want to be on the cross. And he doesn't like the fear, guilt, and unworthiness that's pushed in churches. That's not who he is. He's got a great sense of humor and get a picture of the laughing Jesus. But he and all the other masters of the past are still there. I mean, they never left. They're just in another dimension, just like your loved ones that have crossed over. They're dead and gone because that's your belief system. That's where you put them. But they're not. And you can't hear them because your belief system blocks that from happening. So when you realize that they are, I mean, my mom crossed over a while ago, and just the other day she appeared to me. And she had to go through her process and indoctrination or healing. And she's done with that now. And she showed up, you know, in wearing the dress of the time that she was most comfortable in. And she looked very young and very beautiful. And so she's gone through that process now. And she's, I think she's in the fifth dimension right now. And my dad incarnated from the sixth dimension. So he was part of the Orion Council of Light, and he incarnated to help and went back. He went back there. When he died, his last words were, "Beam me up." And so I go, "Why would he say that?" And I went outside and I took pictures, and there's this beautiful turquoise light ship right over the house. So there's a lot more to the other side than people are told.
Will the Orion Council of Light or some other council replace our government judicial system when the movie is concluded?
It's really tricky because there's so much, they can't really interfere, but they can assist if we ask. And if enough people ask, they can assist more. I do think that the Earth really needs to, okay, here's a good example. The Pleiadians, when they met the Andromedans, they said they saw how beautiful they were. They had this holographic light universe they lived in. They had holographic light bodies, magnetized light bodies. They are so advanced, such beautiful beings. And they're mythologically known as archangels. But these beings, when they saw them, they said, will you lead us? You know, will you be our leaders? And they said, no. And they said, why? And they said, you need to lead yourselves. We'll inspire, you know, we'll give advice, we'll be an advisory council, but we're not going to lead you. So the same thing with Earth is that they can inspire us to set up councils. They can inspire us with universal law to live under universal law. They have the ability to clean up our environment and, you know, all that stuff. They have healing technologies beyond our wildest dream. They have all of this, but we have to rise up and demand it and create safe spaces for this to come out, which we haven't done. So anybody with unlimited fuelless energy or anti-gravity or counter-gravity or these healing technologies, they've been very aggressive in taking these people out in the past. And so we have to figure out a way to put an end to that and get rid of this corruption, you know, within the agencies that's doing things like that and the military as well, you know. So there's parts of the military that are aligned with the Federation, the Alliance and things. There's other parts that are aligned with the Cabal and the other guys. So that's all being sorted out. We're in the process of that all being sorted out right now.
Assuming that the White Hats have access to the same or better technology, why are they not using it to lessen the effects of the hurricanes, typhoons, and dews around the world?
Okay, that is a question that I have often asked, and this is going to upset some people, but it's kind of we need some of these struggles. It strengthens us. We need to experience some of these things, and a lot of people need a really hard wake up call to realize how bad things are, and that's why we've chosen to experience it. It's kind of like if we awaken and rise up and take care of ourselves as a group and as a collective, then there's no babysitting anymore. It's not a big babysitting job for them. And so they're doing their best to empower us and to strengthen us and allow us to go through our realities that we're creating down here and helping us to heal our victim patterns, our wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences to get through all this stuff. It's really, you'll never understand this until you rise above and then look back down at it, and you'll see a different picture. It's hard to explain. They told me some of these things need to happen. It's part of our evolution of process. We need the push, you know, to go forward. And they're waiting, you know, they're waiting to help those that are ready to let go and release, pass and heal. They're helping us do all that. And there's a lot of protection, you know, in that process too, as well. But we have to make the choice. They can't interfere in free will and choice. It's like, I can't tell that story. It's like, how can I do that? It's like there's an event. Let's say there's an event and there's this really charismatic guy and the guy's working with the negative ETs and all the other stuff. And so he has this event and all these people come to him because they don't know any better. You know, they think, you know, everybody said he's the guy, he's the real deal. He's the Messiah, you know, and so they all come to this event. And then the higher beings come in and they sever all the cords and raise up the frequency. And let's say half the room get it. And they go, wow, this feels terrible in here. Like, this does not feel right. I need out of here. I need to get out of here. And so there's going to be a big chaos. And then everybody, half the people are going to leave the room. But the other half are choosing to stay there. So they can't drag those other people out of the room. There's nothing they can, because those people, that's their free will. They chose to stay there. Well, they need a harder lesson. Something else that has to happen to them. They need to be totally disenfranchised somehow or get sick and ill, even possessed at times. And so that's the way they've chosen. They're critically thinking, research impaired. They give all their power away to anybody and they're in worship mode. They're worship is like a leaky battery. You know, you're supposed to make your own connection within. When you worship, you're leaking. All your energy is going out to something else. It's external, and it's the enlightenment is internal. So when you go within, you're going to meet all these masters and saints and sages, and they're going to inspire you to continue on your journey to make those connections. And so again, it's internal versus external. It's social engineering versus enlightenment. And people are choosing to follow these paths and you can't interfere with that. So it's kind of, that's the way it works. I see them all the time. They're going, no, they're doing it again. You know, they know better. Why are they doing this? You know, so they're okay. Let them do it. I guess they need it. They need this to gain the wisdom from that experience so they don't have to do it anymore. And it's like, so it's really, it's complicated, you know, when you get into that. Got to see it from a higher level.
Are fragments of our oversoul experiencing all our lives in the now? What about the concept of having our focus currently in this one? What about the others?
Okay, in truth, we have a physical body, we have a mental body, an emotional body, we have an etheric body, which is our whole and healthy, perfect self, incarnation, you know, and that's what you want to bring in. And then you have above that, you have your astral body, which has all of your past lives, all the information in your past lives and everything. And your etheric body too. Actually, astral body is under the etheric body. And then when you go in, do you go into like Christ consciousness, Buddha? Everybody has different names for these levels. So you're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum all the way back to the source. And the source, you connect to the source by going within. Your soul sits right next to the heart. It's through the heart. And your soul is connected to the source, and it opens you up to the other dimensions, the higher dimensions. That's how it works. And so that's all the masters. Jesus said, the temple is within. You're all gods, children of the Most High. What happens when you grow up? You know, it's like, and there's a lot of truth that we have the DNA of the gods in our system. You know, so Elohim is plural. It's always been plural, but God's been plural in the past. But, you know, it's most blasphemous understanding to talk about this, because that other teaching is used to control and enslave the masses. But the whatever you want to call it, oversoul or whatever, when you get into the higher dimensions, time is not the same. Time is or you can choose another timeline, or you can choose another dimension, you know. So as you go up and higher in the levels, it's much more unlimited. You're not stuck on a timeline and getting from A to B. And it's just different. It's a whole different reality. So that's the best way I found you could explain it. It's like all everything's happening simultaneously on one level. When you reach that level, you can see everything. It's just within this giant field of consciousness and energy, and we're all utilizing from that to create. And some beings are using a lot more of it than others, you know. And people that just think they're a body and a personality, that's what they are. That's their belief system, and they're locked into that. So you got to get past that and get and start exploring and realize that you're actually a soul and a spirit, and you that has a body and a personality, and that soul or spirit is multidimensional and expands in infinite. So,
do you have an opinion or theory about the Mothman mystery?
You know, I there's too many witnesses that have seen the Mothman, so I think it's real. People have seen it. It could be several things. It could be a being from another dimension that's bled into this, crossed over into this dimension, and it could be an ET, like an alien. You know, it could be a lot of different things, but I kind of feel like it's a dimensional thing. It's like there's places where there's tears in, you know, the dimensions, and there's bleed throughs and things like that, and things will come in. There's time tears too, where, you know, a lot of people are seeing pterodactyls and dinosaurs lately and things like that. And so these things are real. I've seen them. I've seen a pterodactyl, and I've seen photographs of them, and pilots, I've talked to pilots that have seen them. And we have one flying around here, and we've had probably 20 or 30 witnesses.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Kathy's seen it. So it looks like a dragon when it's flying. It's really weird. And you go, first thing your left brain goes, is that like some kind of a crane or something? And then you look close and you go, wait a second, it doesn't have any feathers. You know, it's got leather for wings. And you look closer and it's flapping hard to fly. It's harder for them to fly, and because they're heavier. But
you can hear them. They make it.
Yeah, and they make this really loud Jurassic sound. Park scream when they scream. We had one right in one of our trees here. And a lot of people saw it, but they're real. They do exist. They come out now and then. So you just have to surrender and expand and when stuff happens, just go, that was interesting. You can't get freaked out by it. And that's where you have to master fear, and you have to, you know, when you expand, because you're going to see both sides of the spectrum. You're going to see some really beautiful beings, and you're going to see some pretty freaky beings out there, and so you have to get in that place of being an observer and with loving detachment, and not get hooked into all. And I see stuff all the time. I go, that was interesting. You see out of the corner of your eye, you'll see a being standing there, and you'll see light beings, and you'll see a shadow being. You go, oh, I better do a clearing, and you sit down, you do a clearing, and they disappear. Have the light beings pick them up and move them on. So It's just part of a multidimensional mind that comes with enlightenment. Yeah, we're hitting the end of the hour, so we're going to have to sign off, unfortunately. But hopefully we'll have some good news next time. I think all this Maui thing is going to blow up. And until then, you know, as I said before, we just have to keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and, you know, utilize that critical thinking and do your own research to figure out what's going on. And this other group is imploding in on itself. It's being exposed, and it's going to get a little chaotic and a little heavy through this process. So prepare on every level. And on that note, we're signing off. Have a great evening and take care of yourself and your loved ones and your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors. They're probably not what you projected. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.